Voters in California are being encouraged to cast their ballots before next Tuesday's gubernatorial recall election. More than a million people already have sent in early absentee ballots to their county registrars, and through this Friday, voters in Los Angeles are able to vote electronically. NPR's Manuelita Barco cast her ballot yesterday and filed this report.
In Los Angeles, there are 12 locations where early voters can use the touchscreen machines. Most people who do so say they're hoping to beat the crowds at the polls on Tuesday. But at lunchtime yesterday, the polling place at the downtown Central Library was jam-packed, standing room only, lines out the door.
Number 12!
That's probably because Kevin Shelley, the Secretary of State, was here to egg us on.
The more people who vote early, the shorter the lines are on election day.
So vote early and vote often?
Vote early. Not often, but once.
For 35 years, voters in L.A. have been voting by punching holes next to the names of their preferred candidates. L.A. County Registrar Connie McCormick says the old punch card ballots are back one last time for this election. But until the end of this week, she says we can vote electronically on tamper-proof touchscreen machines.
People don't realize that they're not connected to the internet in any way. These are standalone computers. There's no opportunity for a virus or anything else to get into them because each one is a separate unit.
McCormick says if cash-strapped LA can muster up $100 million, all voters in LA will be using these electronic machines by the year 2004.
I want to vote. What do I need to do?
I fill out some paperwork, take a number, and listen to a short demonstration. Then I'm directed to a partitioned row of computer screens.
First thing I have to do is insert this little plastic card with a microchip in it.
The ballot is written in 7 languages. Just touch the screen next to my choices and the computer marks them electronically. To change my vote, I just retouch the box marked X. First question.
Shall Gray Davis be recalled, removed from the office of governor, yes or no?
After this, the computer asks for the name of Davis's possible replacement if he is recalled.
There's lots of choices here. There's 1, 2, 3. Oh, no. Uh-oh. I didn't want to vote for the custom denture manufacturer. I didn't mean to do that. This is kind of nerve-wracking because if you accidentally touch the screen, you voted for, like, the retired meat packer or the businessman or the pornographer or the lieutenant governor or the movie star. There are 8 pages of candidates. So that's a lot of people you have to scroll through. Or you could write in a candidate. It's hard to think of a name that hasn't already been listed on here. That's true. This is a tough decision. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Finally, there are also 2 ballot initiatives to vote on.
Now I just need to cast my ballot. Here we go. Recording your votes. Please wait. Your vote has been recorded. Please remove your card and return it to the poll worker. Thank you. That's it. That was it. It's just like voting at your ATM machine. Only you don't get any money back.
Manuelita del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.